Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead of Hip Hop, D365, you know what it is, your boy FIFA 24-7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge, and today we do our Meek Mill Heathenism. Hell of a fucking title, but features, Ken. He has Fivio Foreign, and he has Future on here. How did you feel about the features?
See.
I can see you saying that. I'm gonna give it a C plus. Cause I feel C is too low, but B is too. Fivio ain't really do it like that for me. He was all right. Future, on the other hand, that was a Future track. The production on this, Ken.
Let's see.
And I don't disagree with you. I'm right there with you. I'll give it a C. What about the rap and singing?
Man, close his eyeballs.
D plus.
I'm gonna give it a C because at this point, almost 20 years of Meek Mill, we know what the fuck it is.
I guess.
You know, like we know what it is. The overall, Ken, I'm gonna give it a C minus D plus.
Yeah, it's definitely very forgettable. I'm at a D.
Hey, look, all I know is that Meek Mill is catching a lot of L's right now. The whole Diddy situation, the project that we reviewed, him and Ross, that was very forgettable. This, you come after that atrocity with this atrocity, and it's just like, bro, you can't catch a dub at all. And then the title, Heathenism, that, and when did this drop? In February, so that was kind of around the time that all of this shit really started to pop up. Yeah. Like, I don't know what Meek Mill is supposed to do at this point in his career.
And is hedonism a double entendre? If you say it like H-E-D-O-nism? Hedonism? Like, is he trying to be slick? what are we doing?
He said forgive him for the things he did with Diddy. That's what he said. It wasn't on the lyric here. It's in the lyric of another song.
Yeah.
That he starts off the song. He said, man, I hope people forgive me for the things I did with Diddy. So I don't know, Ken. I just he need to stop rapping.
Damn.
That's why I'm mad with
me. I kind of felt like that too, though, honestly. I was like, why are you still doing this?
Why are we still rapping now, me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Rick Ross ain't put you up on none of the fucking Wingstops, bro. Like, if this is your primary source of income, Diddy can't save you.
You know what got me was the opening track.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the nerve, the audacity to try to replicate what he did with
Dreams and Nightmares.
Dreams and Nightmares. Bro, did you really try to do that again? Like, are you really a one-trick pony? Is that what it is? Because first of all, the beat wasn't all that amazing for you to do a beat switch change.
It wasn't.
From and to.
What the hell is he doing?
Neither one of them. What are you doing, bro? It's just like, what the hell is this shit? And everything after that was just like, okay, okay, okay. And I didn't perk back up, honestly, surprisingly, until fucking Future.
Yeah, Future sounded really good. I was good
like,
on that.
Yo, that shit sounds good. Who is this? I was like, that's Future? Yeah. I was like, oh, that shit kind of goes. I was fucking with that track.
Yeah.
But that's at the end.
Yeah.
I was like, but yeah, I'm with you. That was a Future song.
Yeah.
You know, Meek Mill was just there.
Yeah. Can Meek Mill's rap career, his social media, everything that is a public entity of Meek Mill, he needs to start just sliding into the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a businessman. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here. Don't date nobody with a big name. Date a regular chick. Like, it's bad for Meek Mill. Remember, I want to say it was a couple months ago, we were talking about, it was on a Rundown episode, and we were talking about Feature prices.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I wouldn't give Meek Mill $1,000.
He is not moving the needle, bro.
At all.
Nope.
And it doesn't matter if you are an up-and-coming rapper or you're an established. He's not doing shit for you.
Yeah. Who in present day will be putting together albums like, you know who I need to call? Meek Mill. Like, who? And why? What year is it?
Whoever is in that studio session or meeting room or whatever and recommends that, fire him on the spot. Mm. Hey, you got to go. You not in tune. You got to get out of here, bro.
Yep.
That's where Meek Mill is, and that's why I said, Ken, it's time. Mm. It's time to fade away. You had your moment. You had a nice run. You did a lot of, nigga, you dated Nicki Minaj. Shit,
we did a video on that. Your rapper is what, Fade Away or Quit or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Years ago back in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
He need to go.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Mm-hmm.
This need to be the last one, Meek. There need to be no more features. There need to be no more EPs, no more singles. Just let it go.
Go to an island somewhere, bro.
Bro.
Leave all this shit alone.
This shit is trash.
Yeah, it's a rap. Yep. Yeah, nobody was talking about it. I remember when it dropped. You know, the timing of the drop wasn't all that good. Like, because it came after some.
The Raw's joint?
No, the beef with Ack. Was it Ack? Yeah.
It was around that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same time. Yeah, and then he dropped this shit. And nothing happened.
Yeah, nah, bro. It's and then, let me see. They dropped that that collaborative project November 10th of 2023. So we're talking in the midst of 3 months. You dropped this? No, man. No.
Yep.
Let it go. Ross can still rap. You?
Yeah.
No. No. It's a rap.
Yeah.
Double entendre. I'm out. Worst week of D365. What the fuck is going on?